Conveniently, Vancouver has five sister cities, so each of them is getting one fact today. The city of Vancouver actually has decided not to accept any new sister cities, and so these five are the only ones for the foreseeable future. They are, in order of becoming sisters, Odessa, Ukraine, 1944 Yokohama, Japan, 1965 Edinburgh, Scotland, 1978 Guangzhou, China, 1985 Los Angeles, United States, 1986. So here are a few facts, one each about one of our sister cities. Point 1. Odessa and Vancouver still sometimes send gifts. While the sister city agreement with Odessa is the oldest, the relationship is still acknowledged, though maybe with a bit less gusto than in previous decades. In 2017, the city of Vancouver sent 4 books to Odessa for their library. Previously, Odessa had sent some military-style pins, some picture cards, and an ornament. Point 2. Yokohama's totem pole. Totem poles are one of the most iconic and unique aspects of the West Coast, having been a part of local First Nations culture before Europeans arrived. As such, it makes sense that one might be a gift to a respected sister. In 1991, to celebrate the anniversary of the two cities' seaports being sisters, Vancouver sent Yokohama a totem pole that still stands in a park near the port. Point 3. Edinburgh is home to Lost in Vancouver, an indie rock band. Lost in Vancouver may not be an official aspect of the sister city agreement between here and Edinburgh, but they do still play shows in Edinburgh after years in the local scene. In fact, they've got a show coming up next Sunday, April 14th, and just released a new single. Point 4. Guangzhou Oak, the first flying taxi. Given Vancouver's geography and interest in transit and the leading edge of transportation, for example, the SkyTrain was the first automated, driverless rapid transit system in the world. A recent development in Guangzhou may be of interest. Last fall, they approved the world's first flying taxi. Point 5. LA, Vancouver and the California Roll. Vancouver doesn't have many claims to fame in the culinary world, and the California Roll is one of the most notable claims. As one of the most popular and famous sushi choices, it's got a certain cache to it. It's called the California Roll, and several chefs in LA have said it was their idea. At the same time, though, there is a local sushi master who has a strong claim as well. Hidekazu Tojo, who moved to Vancouver from Japan in 1971, claims he created just before it was written about in LA newspapers. California, as the story goes, refers to the crab and avocado in the roll. It doesn't seem the battling claims have resulted in any sort of sister city squabble.